follow me? Would you follow me? Would you follow me through the greenwood, through the greenwood, through the greenwood, follow me? Follow me. That is, I already did that once. You're not rehearing a past episode. Hi, and welcome to the Should Be Known podcast. I'm Clayton Pixton, and we are going to have a great time tackling depression and anxiety to the ground, and maybe some other things along the way. Yeah, let's... I know I did this already, but I really dig it. It's really nice.
Would you follow me through the greenwood, through the greenwood, through the greenwood, follow me.
And you know it's around, and it sounds really cool that way, but I also like it this way. Down to business, right? Let's go to the notes. Today, by the way, as I record, is the 16th of September 2020. I said that it's a delusion that you're worthless. And it's correct that that's untrue. But is it not only untrue because God loves us with a perfect love? Meaning, you can see how a person would think that, right? If you base your worth on what other people think or whatever, which of course isn't true. We all kind of are told that, kind of know that, but what else is there? Especially if you don't believe in God. What else is there? It's a spiritual knowledge, basically. It's by faith. Everything you have to rely on is faith. Otherwise, it's just what this world can see. If it weren't for the love of God, we'd be in real trouble, would we not? If it weren't for the atonement of Christ, we'd be in real trouble. So, if a person is insightful, and if you think about it, you can see how, according to everything you see in life, there's no way to tell that you're worth something, right? The only way to know is spiritually. Is that not right? Because what we're worth is according to our Heavenly Father. Okay, anyway, that was a tack on to the last episode. Now, here's a new date. Monday, September 14th, 2020 is the date of this writing, just a couple days ago. When you think about who we are and our worth and all that stuff, like I said, you can only, by the things that you see, you can only see that we're worth whatever the world values us as, which might be nothing or worse than nothing, right? Which is terrible, but that's just what we might see in the world. That's what the world might value us as. And that's just what the world thinks. That's just the world. But we, in reality, we existed from eternity to eternity. We are eternal beings. It is correct to say we have intrinsic worth because we are worthwhile to God, at least. He was in a position to help us progress and become like He is. Other people might have the love of God. Our parents love us, hopefully, if they're not impeded by other things in life. But some people will love us and think we're really worthwhile. Is there such thing as us being intrinsically worthwhile, independent of who we're worthwhile to? I guess you can be worthwhile to yourself. That's a weird concept a little bit, but I think it's true. I think we can be worthwhile to ourselves. As a matter of fact, it kind of underpins the premise that we came up with not too long ago, that depression is kind of mistreating yourself and not forgiving yourself. right? Okay, on to the question of how to understand psychology. We're going to do some thinking, exploring, and I wonder if we're not making it more complicated than it really is. There is a complex aspect to it, but I wonder if it's as simple as this, guys. I wonder if... Okay, let's begin like this. God loves us with an infinite love. We are of infinite worth to Him. We are eternal beings like He is. We're of the same family, if you will. The same species, if you want to say it like that. We are as gods, knowing good and evil. We are the offspring of God. And if His offspring, then heirs. We're not talking about our mortal lives. Surely our mortal lives are important, but not so much compared to our eternal existence. Our eternal selves, our spirits, can never be obliterated, can never die. They die only in the sense that we separate from God. That's spiritual death, separation from God. And the second death is hell. And I think that's just being separated from God too. Hell is a separation from God, or cast off, as it were. To be redeemed, for sure, at the last, but cast off nonetheless. And some, the sons of perdition, will remain cast off at the last day. It's a separation from God, a separation from His presence. Okay, reset. That helped to reset us. All right, what I'm thinking here, and it does require some setup. Maybe it's okay that I'm setting it up. But what is so simple is that depression basically is a thinking that we are worthless. That's all it is at its origin, in its essence, in its original state. It's the big bang, so to speak, of depression. Is that, what do you think of the big bang, by the way? I'm reading this book that talks all about science and how we figured out how old the earth is and how big the universe is, and I'm just thinking, you know, it's nice to appreciate how big it is and come up with these numbers, but I bet it's even bigger than you're thinking now in this enlightened age with all our instruments and everything. That's just what I'm thinking. It's just way bigger than we even think now, and we think it's humongous. Worlds without number, they cannot be numbered unto man, the Lord said, but they are numbered unto me, for they are mine, and I know them. Back to the point. The idea is depression at its origin, at its inception, is nothing other than the lie that we are worthless. That's all. And everything that springs from that, which is a lot, and which we kind of know all about. We don't know how it happens exactly, but we're working on that in this podcast, and I think we're creating some links that at least I haven't heard. But to me, that is the basic inception of it. That's what I'm thinking. That was my thought. I think it's a good one. All right, let's give some background. You remember Moses? Moses had a confrontation with the adversary. He had a vision where he spoke with God face to face and was shown the world and many worlds and all people, and he was greatly affected by that. And right after that, the adversary came to him. The devil came to him. Satan came to him and said, Moses, thou son of man. He called him a son of man. I think that's not the specific lie of depression. I think Son of Man is basically the faithless viewpoint that we are on this earth, and that's everything we see is everything there is, and we are not sons of our Heavenly Father and daughters of our Heavenly Father. We are just these mortal, materialistic things. Okay, so that's the lie. You're a son of man. That's basically everything. But the lie of depression specifically, well, here's the truth. God loves us. He is our Father. We are of infinite value to Him. And we have spirits that will never die. We existed from eternity to eternity, the same as God. Of course, we're not equal to Him. I'm not saying that. But we are the same kind of being as God. We are as gods, knowing good and evil. We're the offspring of God. And if offspring, then heirs. We have the potential to become like our Heavenly Father. That is the truth. And calling us a son of man, you know, is kind of opposed to that truth. And a subset of that, I believe that a lot of wickedness and everything comes from the belief that we are just a son of man. And it's, I was going to say, an ignorant point of view. And it is. It's ignorant of the truth. But some people haven't been taught the truth, haven't given it a chance, or haven't had the teaching or whatever to give it a chance. They haven't thought about it, and they haven't knocked or sought or asked, which you should do and you can do. And the spiritual reality is there for all of us to see, and we all experience it every day. We just don't realize it, and we can tell ourselves that we don't believe any of that stuff, but it's baloney that we don't, because it's part of everything we do. Okay, so the subset of that lie that is depression in this little theory that I'm thinking is that we are worthless, that we are to be compared with others, and that we're worthless. Now, the idea that our worth is based on what others think, whether we're better than others or worse than others, is part of the same lie, right? That we're to be compared with others. And that's part of the faithless idea or whatever. But one side of that coin is that we're worthless. The next moment, or the next person next door, might think that they're better than everybody else. Or the next moment, you might think you're better than other people. It's part of the same thing, right? But it's false. And I don't know. I think we think it all the time. I know I get caught in that all the time, and I just think we all do. It's just part of life, part of having to live by faith and everything. I don't know. Some of us are maybe more prone to that than others, and it gets a hold on some of us more than others, that lie. But is that not the spring of the whole thing? And listen to me here. You start with that, it becomes a pattern, it becomes a habit, your physiology responds and reinforces that. Reset again. Now, if you listen, you can see, well, I'm going to have to tell you probably, but this is a micro-tuned chord right here that you're listening to. If you can hear this triad, 1, 3, 5, it is, this third is slightly detuned, flat, which makes it kind of sweeter. As long as you get used to it, I guess. So is that third. I think I might have tuned these two and this one. All right. So, yeah, that's the theory. That's the theory. That's the theory. That's the idea. That we are spiritual beings. I mean, no, that's not what I want to say. Of course we're spiritual beings. But we're spiritual and we're physical beings, too. We weren't before we had a body. But we're physical beings and we're destined to be physical and spiritual beings. Yeah, should we review? So we've been talking in this podcast about self-deception, really. And it started going pretty quickly into how that ties into depression and anxiety. And I think it helps a lot to understand that. And I think this really helps to understand what depression is. At one point, we came upon what I believe is a good, solid truth, that depression is a lie, and anxiety is a lie, for that matter. They're both lies of the adversary. Speaking of the adversary, they're not general lies with lowercase l. I mean, that's all lowercase, but how do I say this? They're not lies that came out of nowhere. Let me say it that way. They are not lies in the sense of, yeah, you shouldn't think that because it's not helpful. They're not lies like that. They're actual lies. They originated from the adversary. And he seeks our destruction and our misery. And if you go for those things, then you're just kind of asking for misery. But having said that, this world is tough, and it's hard not to buy into stuff like that. It's hard not to buy into them. They're great temptations, and the world kind of screams at us that we're worthless and that we're doomed. Yeah, that's basically depression and anxiety for you. And how do you deal with that? Because even a person of faith who's living as best they can the light that they have is subject to those things, subject to those lies, subject to depression, subject to anxiety. They're powerful forces. But I would not depart from the idea that they are false and they are lies. I'm not going to do that because I believe it's true. It is true. I'm confident in saying that. You can quote me on that. All right. Good enough.
The greenwood follow.